This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You know how in sports the athletes hold the trophies over their head when they win the big championship? At the finals of this month's World Cup of Hockey in Toronto, the trophy itself may be the center of attention. It's the design of Toronto-born and now world-famous architect Frank Gehry, and it's causing a stir in the hockey world. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with sports reporter Nicole McIntyre of the Toronto Star.
Nicole McIntyre, let's take the radio challenge here. I don't even have a picture of it in front of me. Explain to the audience what this cup looks like.
It looks a lot like a flower vase. It's an outer casing of plastic that has a metal vase structure inside.
I read that in this trophy that he's used some sort of urethane to make the outside of it look like ice. Is that true?
Yeah, when I spoke to Mr. Gehry, he told me that when the light hit it, he wanted to have the same reflections that ice would. And from the outside, if you do look at it, it does look a lot like an ice cube.
Well, take us back to the unveiling back in May. I guess this was the ordinary thing where there's a little drape over it and big ceremonies that would happen?
Exactly. I wasn't there myself, but I've heard many descriptions of it. It's become a bit of a legend around here, the unveiling. It happened at the Hockey Hall of Fame here in Toronto, and the media were there, and it was mostly sports reporters. There were a couple art critics there, but it was mostly sports reporters. So Frank Gehry's up at the front of the room, and he pulls the blue cloth off of the trophy, and there's just dead silence in the room. No one says a word. So there's these awkward moments of silence, and finally Gehry says to the crowd, "I can tell you don't like it." And not a single person laughed. So it was very awkward unveiling. And then the next day, the media just had a field day mocking this trophy. I think the best headline was in the Toronto Sun, and it just said simply, "What is that?"
Goodness sakes. Well, that's a terrible moment. Mr. Gehry designed it himself, right? Not somebody in his firm.
Yes, he designed it himself.
So here he is back home. His hometown is Toronto, and he's a big-time hockey fan. He's back home with this cup that he likes a whole lot, and the unveiling goes badly, and he must have felt awful.
You know, I asked him about it, and he said that it's actually something he's quite used to. I mean, he is really the world's most celebrated architect, but he's also very controversial, and he says, often when I reveal my new designs, people don't like it, and it sometimes takes years for them to like it.
And he's, I gather, offered to redo it?
Yeah, after the reaction in Toronto, he said he did try to redo it, because his goal wasn't to create something that caused controversy or made people upset. So he went to hockey officials and he offered to redo it, and they declined.
Tell us about Frank Gehry's background in hockey. Why would he want to take on this commission in the first place?
Well, he is a huge hockey fan, and he describes growing up in Toronto and watching hockey and listening to hockey on the radio. And now in his new home down in Southern California, he works out with members of the LA Kings. He owns his own amateur hockey league. He is a hockey team. He's a huge hockey fan. So he said this was a big honor for him. I mean, Frank Gehry doesn't need to be designing trophies. He's asked to do buildings all over the world, but he did this because he has a passion for hockey.
So things are going ahead, and the trophy will be awarded on the 14th of September?
They will, and Frank Gehry will be there when it is awarded. So, and from most of the people I've talked to, there's a strong belief that once the trophy is awarded to someone, people won't care what it looks like, because it's going to embody that victory, and people will remember that, not the thing that was originally described as two mating jellyfish impaled by a trombone.
All right. Nicole McIntyre is a sports reporter for the Toronto Star. She spoke with us from the CBC in Toronto. Thank you, Ms. McIntyre.
Thank you very much.
Championship interviews here by my colleague Noah Adams.